Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. During the four roundtables yesterday, we have had the opportunity for a more in-depth discussion on the current and future challenges toward for food security, benefiting also from the enlightening information and background papers prepared by FAO Secretariat. Some of the more specific issues at hand have also been touched upon in statements of the Presidency of the European Union and the European Commission. I will therefore limit my intervention here to a few general remarks. First of all, I would like to thank FAO for taking the initiative to call such a high-level conference. This is exactly that type of contribution to global governance in the field of food and agriculture that we are looking for when debating the reform of the organization in line with the recommendation of the independent external evaluation completed last year. Equally welcome is the fivefold cooperation with the three Rome-based EU agencies in preparing the conference. FAO, WFP and IFAD have a complementary mandate and together are indispensable integrated of the immediate as well as medium and long-term elements of the solution to the challenges in front of us. On the face of it, the global picture is a bleak one. We are not making any significant progress toward achieving the first millennium development goal of having the proportion of people suffering from undernourishment, not to talk about achieving the World Food Summit target of reducing the numbers of undernourished people in the world by half. And now we have to deal with future adverse developments, above all drastically increased food prices. However, closer examination, and this is one of the gains of this conference, reveals that paradoxically what seems to be a problem in the short term might be fact become the remedy in longer term. Following in the vein of Lao Tzu's famous allegory and being succinct, for decades teaching the man how to fish could not do the trick because the man could not afford to keep mending his fishing gear. Now the situation has changed, and it is of vital importance that we do not miss this exceptional window of opportunity. If we do, the matters will only go from bad to worse. Complex problems require comprehensive measures. With this in mind, my country shares many of the wise words which we have had the future to listen to for the last 3 days. Nevertheless, I feel the need to strongly emphasize once again that the phenomena of which brought us here to Rome this week, rising food prices, climate change, water shortages, development of biodiversity, rising input costs, looming slowdown in agriculture production growth, and continuing pollution growth in poorest countries will have by far the greatest negative impact on the largest development and the low-income food deficit countries. In this group of countries that requires our special attention and on which international development assistance and other forms of support should be focused. Mr. Chairman, Poland belongs to the category of countries where the agriculture sector is of great social and economic importance. Polish agriculture and Polish countryside share most of problems which typically trouble rural and agriculture development. Polish farmers to stand to gain or lose with the emerging challenges. The accountness and the scale of our problems might be different from that of most developing countries, but the task of dealing with them still remains formidable. We are in the privileged situation and privileged position of not having to do it alone, joining our efforts with 26 other European countries within the framework of the Common Agricultural Policy of the EU and benefiting from European solidarity. Guided by the same strong feeling of solidarity, Poland is becoming an active partner in international development cooperation. Since 2003, the last year before our accession to the European Union, Polish official development assistance increased more than tenfold, increasing in 2007 the level of $500 million. This figure will continue to step rise in order to reach in 2010 the declared target of 0.17% ODA-GNE ratio. At current exchange rates, this corresponds to about $1.1 billion in foreign aid. Work is currently underway on the strategy of Poland Development Cooperation for the years 2008 to 2013. The revived emphasis on agriculture and rural development as an essential tool for poverty reduction, especially in the light of the new challenges and more timely the conclusions of this high-level conference will undoubtedly find a proper reflection in the content of the strategy. Thank you.